We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 1 o'clock. Maggie and Bart will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta, and really a cast of thousands right now on the other side of the glass. We're live, living color, Black Bear Studio, which has moved today, but it's very mobile. Of course, Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses, only, you know where, only at my favorite store. I'm sure I'll be there this weekend. ShopRite. Bro, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm not saying the NFL screwed anything up necessarily, but in the final 2 minutes of a game, if there is a call in question, if there's any kind of call in question, you need to review it. And it really looked like Darius Leonard may have recovered a Deshaun Watson fumble with about a minute and change to go, which obviously gives the Colts the football back, and they're down 20-17, and you never know.
Right.
And they didn't review it. And that just annoyed me. And I admit, I was rooting, for whatever reason, I didn't put any money on this, no fantasy implications. I was rooting for the Indianapolis Colts. For whatever reason, I kind of find them likable. I find them likable because of the resilience they've shown.
Right, right.
Really starting
We had their head coach.
Yes.
Frank Reich.
I wish I had their team. I wish I had their stadium. I go,
oh, God, the stadium is the best in football.
I wish
we
I had everything.
That place.
I wish I was a Colts fan. Really?
No, I understand.
So, but for whatever reason, I actually did find myself last night just rooting for him. I don't know why. I can't explain it. So maybe I'm a little bit biased in that regard. But to not even take a look at it.
But this is why, and I've said this a million times, why I hate the fact that in the last 2 minutes of a half of a game, it's out of the coach's hands for a challenge.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's ridiculous. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. I think last night's a great example of it. Last night's a perfect example to point that. Now, I looked at replays. I didn't look at the exact same replays the officials would have looked at or what they would have looked at back in New York. But do I think it was conclusive that Darius Leonard recovered it? No. I don't think they would have overturned it. So I'm not telling you, boy, the Colts got hosed. What annoyed me is not looking at it. That's what it comes to. It's a simple thing. It's not they messed up in that it should have been cold football, but don't you have to take a look at it? They review so much stuff over the course of an NFL game. A play like that, which is essentially the football game.
Right, right.
After Jacoby Brissett was a half a yard short on 4th and 6, very close to converting a first down, and they did a great job all night converting on third downs, mostly by running the football, and that was the strength of the Colt offense. Brissett was not overly impressive last night, and last night's one of those games that makes you question how far they can go with Jacoby Brissett, a quarterback.
Right.
I got to be honest about that.
Well, I think the Colts have been a nice story, and I love Reich, and I think he's a great coach, but I can't buy the Colts.
Well,
and I can't buy the Texans either, to be very honest with you.
But you know what?
As far as teams that could beat the Patriots in the playoffs, no.
Well, I don't buy anybody beating the Patriots outside of the Ravens
right now.
I think what you want in this NFL is a dynamic quarterback, and at least the Texans have that. I mean,
they do have
a dynamic quarterback.
Yes, they do.
I don't think the Indianapolis Colts necessarily have that as well as Brissett has played, and
He's been great.
I'm not sitting here killing him or anything like that, but watching him last night where they were relying on running the football, and they were doing it without Marlon Mack, who was hurt. Williams filled in and did a hell of a job, especially when he's bouncing off a tackle for that touchdown that put the Colts up by 7, 17-10. I think that was earlier, mid part of the third quarter. But watching Brissett last night, it's tough to imagine him being dynamic enough to lead them to a championship.
But I want to go back to the play in the last 2 minutes because, see, this is, and you're 100% right, not only that it's out of the coach's hands, he can't challenge it. You know, if they don't call it a fumble on the field, they're not gonna review it because it's not a turnover. It's not a touchdown.
Right, but to your point, the final 2 minutes, you should review almost anything. You know what? At that point in the night, it's 11:15. All right, we're all staying up.
Right.
Every game matters in the NFL.
Of course, more especially these games. You got first place on the line in the division here
Oh, my
now.
God. It's so
huge
important. It's okay if we have to sit around for an extra 5 minutes. It's okay. It's not going to kill all of us. In the NFL, you better get it right. That's a part of why I'm good with replay. I like replay. We disagree about that because I want it to
play.
Be right.
They're showing a play right now.
Now, clearly the ball is loose.
No doubt about it.
But, yeah, there's...
And clearly the ball Leonard has it in his hands, though.
Yeah, but it's not... There's too many bodies around to see it be 100% conclusive. And because they ruled it that the Texans had recovered it, it's impossible to see 100% that Leonard got. You know it's a fumble. That's obvious.
It's clearly a fumble.
But there's too many bodies in the way to see for sure. Put it this way.
Looked like Leonard has the ball.
If they ruled that Leonard had the ball, they weren't going to be able to overturn it.
Right.
It was one of those calls.
Right, right, right.
But clearly, you just saw the replay on NFL Network.
It looked like Leonard had a fumble Colts ball.
But besides...
They're just looking at it there. That's my call right now.
But more than that, look at it. They didn't look at it.
I know. See, that's one thing about college football. They look at everything, which is out of control sometimes. I mean, they're looking at, you know, every freaking play in the game half the time. But the college game would have looked at that.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. So that was frustrating last night. I was rooting for the Colts. I think I have a great respect for what Frank Reich has been able to do there.
Tremendous.
Especially with the way he got the job. The fact that he wasn't the first choice. He was supposed to be the Josh McDaniels, right? Frank gets the job, the Andrew Luck situation. Brissett has done overall a fine job filling in for him. Even he gets hurt. They got to go to Brian Hoyer. Now they're without Marlon Mack, who's banged up, and Williams did a pretty damn good job on the ground yesterday. That was their offense. I mean, that's how they moved the football against the Houston Texans. So I have respect for the Colts. I think they're a good football team. I think they've drafted well over the years. Look at a guy like Darius Leonard, how good he's been.
Quentin Nelson
changed the whole dynamic of their offensive line.
Yep.
If they had drafted Quentin Nelson, if magically Quentin Nelson existed 5 years earlier, Andrew Luck is probably still in the NFL.
Yeah,
right?
You know what? That may be true.
So that's how valuable he is. But it was an entertaining football game. You know, I was entertained by it. It was a good game. And like you said, a really important game in that division, changing kind of the balance of power right now with the Texans getting that head-to-head victory.
Yeah, I you know what? I still probably think Houston. I mean, and even Tennessee's not out of it. I mean, they're sitting there at 5-5 in that division with, you know, 6 games to play. So I wouldn't knock them out of the race either at this point in time. But and I just don't love anybody. They're nice teams. They're not Super Bowl teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think either
None
team
of
feels like a Super Bowl team.
Yep.
But I think, and this includes Tennessee, who you're right, still have a chance because of...
I mean, they're in it.
They're in it. The problem is they have no margin for error. They have to win every single week. They haven't played the Texans yet. They actually play them twice in the final three weeks,
so
which
there
is
you go.
Bizarre.
Huge.
It's huge. I mean, they have to win both of them.
Right,
because
right.
So far...
And they're only a game back in a loss column from them.
Yeah, but they're 0-2 in the division.
No,
that's
I
the
understand.
Problem.
I get it.
They got to win these divisional games. But whether it's Tennessee or Indianapolis and right now Jacksonville, this is the difference with the Texans. They at least have that dynamic quarterback.
They do
have
that
guy who can be a difference maker.
Yeah, they have the best quarterback in the division. I mean, that there's no doubt about it.
And that's a big part of can you get to that next level? Can you win a championship? Having that guy. That's why Giant fans are hopeful about Daniel Jones. It's why Jet fans are hopeful about Sam Darnold. You need those guys to be that. It's very tough to win. You know, we could find examples. We always do. Trent Dilfer's of the world.
Brad Johnson.
Sure. But for the
even
most part.
Even Hostetler. Even if you look at Hostetler.
Look, they're littered throughout NFL history.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you want that dynamic guy under center.
Yep.
That's what you want.
Yep.
This weekend, I think this is going to be very interesting for the Giants because they got to win some games or else this coaching staff's going to be blown up. And right now it appears that Pat Shurmur didn't really do anything new coming out of the bye. It's not like he's given up play calling duties, which I think at times has been overrated, but here's the thing about giving up play calling duties. Some of the best coaches in the NFL have done it to try to spark a team. Andy Reid did it a couple of years ago. If Andy Reid can give up play calling duties, trust me, Pat Shurmur can give up play calling duties. And so Shurmur's in this spot, starting off with the Chicago Bears, another underachieving team, where you've got to not only see significant improvement, which we haven't seen throughout this season from this overall roster, but you got to see some wins. And if you don't see both of those things, I don't know what case Pat Shurmur could make to John Mara and Dave Gettleman that he should keep his job. I don't know. How are you making that case?
Well, how do they got left? They got left. They got the Bears on the road. We know they got Miami and Washington coming up yet. The Redskins are on the road. Miami is where? Is that at home?
Miami, I think it's at home. Miami's at home. They have at Chicago, home Green Bay.
Two Eagle games yet.
Two Eagle games.
So, if everything you would think goes to Hoyle, you're probably looking at 4-12. Probably.
And you know what that does? You're assuming that the New York Giants, who just lost to the New York Jets, are going to beat the Dolphins and the Redskins.
Oh, we don't know that.
Which I don't think you could assume the Giants are going to beat anybody.
Well, right now the Redskins just look like a disaster. I mean,
so do the Giants.
Yeah, not as bad as the Redskins.
Well, look, I mean, if we're grading on the current disaster levels.
Yes.
The Redskins are a bigger disaster.
Yeah.
But for this guy and for this staff to keep their jobs, that ain't enough. I don't think that's going to be enough. Winning two games, going 4-12, and beating the Dolphins and the Redskins, there needs to be significant improvement. And right now, Shurmur is keeping the play calling duties. He's been asked about that a lot, and he dismisses it like it's the dumbest idea ever. Why is it the dumbest idea ever? Andy Reid gave up play calling duties.
Yeah.
You know, when Matt Nagy is asked about giving a play calling duties, he gives a thoughtful answer to it. Well, you know, Shurmur dismisses it like, what's wrong with you?
Well,
you got
Shurmur
seven
probably
heads.
Figures if I'm going down, I'm going to go down with me calling the plays. Calling the shot. Maybe that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's his thought process.
You could look at it that way, but you could also look at it this way. If you're going to go down, I would try something to kind of salvage what has been, what has turned out to be a very disappointing season. I know the expectations weren't high, but when they make the quarterback change and they beat Tampa and they beat Washington and they're 2-2.
You thought they were going to at least be, you know, somewhere in the 500 neighborhood.
Well,
somewhere.
You didn't think they would go out and lose six straight games. And even after that Patriot game, you felt okay about things.
They played them pretty well.
Played them tough. All right, we're seeing improvement. They're 2-4. They'll win a call. They haven't won a game since. They haven't won a game since the Washington game.
Yeah.
They have been a bad football team.
A lot of things at play here. Their defense is not good. Saquon Barkley has not had a good year. He was hurt, and when he's played, he hasn't been good. Their offensive line has been, I'll say, average at best. They've had some injuries, obviously, with Shepard being out, with Ingram being out, in and out of the lineup. You know, I don't want to make excuses, but, I mean, you just look at the overall picture, and that's the state of the Giants.
But their excuses aren't enough.
No,
they
lost
to the Jets. They lost to the Lions. They lost to the Cardinals at home. All of those teams in different ways have their issues.
Right.
We've said this forever about Gase. Enough of the excuses. I mean, the excuses run out.
Of course.
And Dave Gettleman's got a lot of answers that he's got to give, too. And Gettleman didn't speak during his bye week. I think in the past, Jerry Reese has spoken. We've heard from guys during bye weeks. That's not 100%, but usually you hear from somebody within that organization during a bye week, and we didn't hear from Dave Gettleman. I guess we'll hear from him after the season. He talked about improving the offensive line, and no one will deny he's tried. He's definitely tried to improve the offensive line.
Of course.
But he's failed. I mean, those are just the facts right now. Is Mike Remmers, has that been a good move? Has Mike Remmers been good? The answer to that is no. It's rhetorical. Has Nate Solder been good?
No, he hasn't been.
He has not been good.
You paid him a lot of money.
Is John Jalapio any good? Probably not.
Yeah, well.
So it's Will Hernandez, who's, he's okay.
Yeah, he's
not bad. And I think everybody likes it. He wanted to fight all the Cowboys. I think that's kind of cool.
Right.
And Kevin Zeitler's been okay. But is the offensive line that much better than it's been in years past? It's a little bit better, but it's still below average. That's on the general manager. He's failed in that regard. The big success of Gettleman, what looks to be a big success of Gettleman, is this quarterback who, despite the turnover issues, I think he has to elicit some excitement if you're a Giant fan.
You want to give him Darius Slayton, too?
He's looked good, too.
Yeah, no, he looks real good. What is he, a sixth-round draft choice, Slayton?
Sure. I think it's fifth or sixth.
Something like
that. DeAndre Baker's been a first-round pick.
Yeah,
he's been very up and down.
Dexter Lawrence has been okay.
He's been
okay.
Look, it's been a mixed bag from Gettleman. I don't think it's as simple as he's been terrible. He hasn't been terrible. There's been some good.
There's
been some
bad. Marcus Golden, they brought him in. He's been good.
Yeah.
He's been good as a pass rusher. I mean, there's been some good things. But again,
but you know what? Oh, it supersedes all that.
They're 2-8.
They're 2-8.
Yeah. No,
exactly.
That's the bottom line. And like you said, they've lost six in a row.
When at that point, after getting that win against Washington, we know they were lucky to pull off the Tampa win, but luck's a part of football.
Sure.
It happens. You know, it certainly has gone the other way against the Giants over the years, so no one's given that back. I think we all figured at 2-2, they're going to win some games. They may not make the playoffs. Neither of us thought they'd be a playoff team, but I think we figured they're going to win some games. And they haven't. And that's why coming out of this bye week, it's damn important that the Giants somehow pull off an upset in Chicago against a Bear team that's also
Who's
been very disappointing.
Trubisky or Daniel?
Trubisky's been practicing, and Coach Nagy has said if he's healthy, he plays. Mm. So it appears he's healthy. It appears he plays. Mm. And that shouldn't matter because Trubisky hasn't been any good.
Well, that's right.
This Bear offense right. hasn't been any good.
No, they're not. They're not a good team. I mean, the Bears have been an underachiever. They're 4-6. People expected more. I thought they were going to be, well, they went 12 games in the division last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it hasn't been a good year.
It's tough when you see the quarterback go backwards. And the other thing, this is the thing that really concerned me about the Bears coming in. It wasn't even just the offense and the quarterback. I'd be lying if I said, yeah, Trubisky's going to take 10 steps back. I didn't really think that. What concerned me is that Chicago turned the ball over. They forced turnovers at such a great rate last year that a lot of that sometimes is not just having a good defense, but it's being a little lucky. It's being lucky. It's being in the right spot at the right time. They have forced 4 turnovers in the last 6 weeks. Mm. That's not a lot.
No.
And that's something they did incredibly well a year ago, and it's just not happening. And I think a lot of it is, look, do the Bears have a talented defense? Absolutely. No question about it. They have a good defense. It's going to be a challenge for Daniel Jones. It's going to be a challenge for Saquon Barkley, who's talking about leaping over guys again. But they're not forcing turnovers at nearly the same rate as a year ago. Now, I'm sure they're licking their chops. They're looking at Daniel Jones' video saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get those turnovers. Because they see what his biggest problem is, what his biggest issue has been. But that was the thing coming in. And early in the season, they were forcing a lot of turnovers. Well, at least in that game against the Redskins, they did when they forced 5 of them. But
And then again, it's the Redskins.
It's the Redskins.
I don't know how bad they are. Like I said, right now, to me, they're the worst team in the league.
Right now they look that way.
I know the Bengals haven't won a game, but Washington, to me, is worse.
If you put them on a neutral site, Bengals, Redskins, I'm laying the 2 with Cincinnati.
Me too.
So I'm with you on that.
100%.
So this is a game. You know what? If Pat Shurmur wants to be the head coach of this football team next year, go win this freaking game. I mean, seriously.
No, it's not an insurmountable game. I realize it's on the road. The Bears aren't great. It's certainly a game they can win.
You gotta win.
I don't know if they will, but I certainly think it's a game they can win.
Well, will and should and can, they're all different things.
Right.
If this head coach wants to keep his job, I just can't see how this owner is going to put up with 3-13 or 4-12. I can't see
it.
No. Because he's going to keep his job because they beat the Dolphins and the Redskins at the end of the season?
The only thing that I could say that would save him would be Jones's development and that he is, you know, that's his guy. That's the only thing. Now, I'm not saying it will, but that's the only thing where I could see Mara saying, okay, I'm going to give another year because of that.
I don't think it's enough for two reasons.
Well, I don't know.
One, you still have to coach the entire football
team. Well, you do, sure.
And two, the turnover issue problem that Daniel Jones is facing, that needs to be cut down on.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel Jones cannot be putting the ball on the ground over the final 6-7 weeks of this season. How many weeks do we have left? 6 weeks of this season.
Six.
They got to find ways to not only show improvement, but they have to win some freaking games. They're 2-8. They surpassed the Jets 2 weeks ago as being the worst team in this town. I think the Jets have now passed them.
Yes.
That is something I'm sure ticks off John Mara. I don't think he wants that.
I know it ticks him off.
It should. It should tick him off. So they got to find a way to win some games, or else we're going to be looking at a brand new head coach for the New York Giants. And I can tell you right now who they should hire. Mike McCarthy.
I'm telling you, I think they would. I really do. I think Mara would. I do not see Mara going the direction of another first time. I know Sherman's not a first time. But he's going with an established coach that's got a track record. That's what I think he would go next at.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.